Okay, so we're recording. This
is now live in session of the Chasing Mavericks podcast, hosted by myself, Mr. JB.
And myself.
Jake.
Mr. JB.
Also Mr. JB. My brother.
Right, so it's the first. Basically, what we're going to do then, we're just going to go through a load of topics.
Yeah.
Discuss them as we would normally.
Yeah, and just
there is no difference between this and a conversation.
Yeah, that would happen in our household usually. Hopefully, the public, anyone listening to this, finds it amusing. Has questions they'd like to ask us both.
Should we get started?
And we'll see how it goes. Yes.
Right, so, what's the first topic then?
Okay, what's GGG? First topic is, it's not always going to be about this, in fact it won't be about this that often, is a boxer from Kazakhstan called Gennady Golovkin. He fought an Englishman on Saturday night, a guy called Martin Murray.
Yeah.
In Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
And why I wanted to mention him is because he is, people are calling him, I've been following him for quite a few years anyway, but people are calling him the most intimidating boxer since Mike Tyson.
What is it, what weight is he?
He's a middleweight, is he middleweight? Yeah, middleweight, I'm sure he is. 160 pounds.
Why is he intimidating?
He's intimidating because he's, have you not seen the videos on him?
No.
He's intimidating because he looks like a little cute neighbour. He's got a really cherub-like face.
What's his name? Let me get a picture.
Gennady Golovkin.
Gennady.
They call him Triple G. Straight away, it'll come up there. Gennady, that's it. You see his little angel-like face. And he's a really friendly guy, really humble guy, from the interviews I've seen. But when he gets into the ring, he has a knockout ratio of, I think, 91%. I'm close with this one. I might not be fully correct. I'm sure he has 30 knockouts in 33 professional fights.
Jesus. How long has he been fighting for?
Years. He had a really good amateur record, and he turned pro about 10 years ago, and he's literally not lost. He's undefeated in 33, 32, 34 fights.
That's Calzaghe.
Different era.
Yeah, they got Martin Murray beat him, TKO.
He beat Martin Murray,
KO,
yeah.
KO.
Martin Murray, though, a true Englishman, proud as ever, went out on his shield. I think he took him to the later round. I think he got stopped in the 11th round.
Yeah.
Took him further than anyone has ever taken Gennady Golovkin. Sweet. Although it did look quite, not, I wouldn't say easy, but he looked like he didn't get to his top gear as Gennady Golovkin. It was still a great fight.
Yeah.
And for any casual boxing fans listening, it's definitely worth a look up.
Is he quite big at the minute?
He's getting big.
Yeah.
I don't know whether because I follow it more than the most casual fan, but he is getting big, and he's been on primetime TV in the UK. I think he's on some kind of big sports network in America.
Yeah.
I don't know how big he's getting there, but he's massive in his own country.
So, also to mention that Martin Murray only lost once before,
yeah,
to Sergio Martinez,
which I believe was a really controversial split decision.
Yeah, it was a UD, yeah.
Sorry, unanimous decision in his home country of Argentina.
Yeah.
We had an Englishman in Argentina.
Yeah.
Fighting for a world title.
Corruption, you say?
Well, it's in Argentina.
Yeah. Could be. Biased decision at the end.
Yeah, it could be. I don't think it helped.
Controversial.
That we beat them in a Falklands War as well, if I'm going to be honest with you. yeah, that's the first topic I wanted to mention.
Winning in the important things.
Yeah, so I'm getting in, you know, today's news, what matters most to you, a Russian boxer who won his first fight. I've wrote a bullet point down for next. And this could be a broad bracket.
Science. quite a wide span.
Yeah, we've got quite a wide span.
Hang on,
wide
span. Let me tell you what's going on in the world of science.
Right, what site are you using to look up this?
IFL Science.
IFL Science, what does IFL stand for?
I fucking love science.
I fucking love science.
You know she stands for that. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have a look. Mathematicians have worked out a zombie apocalypse plan.
I think that they've been watching too much of that Walking Dead.
What would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, that's a good question. I think each one of us has a secret fantasy. Don't tell me you've never thought about
it. It's not a secret, I've told them.
Yeah, of what would happen in a zombie apocalypse.
We've got an entire notebook.
It depends how fast the zombies are.
Well, yeah.
I mean, are they scary?
Can the zombies jump? How does it work? Because when you're dead, you're dead.
Are they like the 28 days later zombies? Or are they like...
Are they slow? Yeah, because if they're slow, then you just go up a tall
building. If they're slow, you just literally... If are they Shaun of the Dead style zombies, or are they 28 days later zombies?
28 days later zombies.
So they sprint?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. well, if the sprint
so, okay, like, you need to work out what the actual thing is that's wrong with them. You can't just say zombies. So, like, say they are... They're not brain dead, because obviously they still function, but, like, their conscious side has kind of died. So what makes you human?
Like, so there's lost all... what's the word? Empathy. Not empathy. They've lost all consciousness.
Yeah, they've lost consciousness.
They are conscious.
They just react to things and have to eat.
Yeah, and so they just react. All they want to do is eat.
Yeah, and they have meat. To eat. Yeah, meat.
I think that's classed as zombies.
They have to eat meat and everything that we normally eat, but they've got...
So we can eat a pot noodle.
We have a certain morality about us that's built into us, like you
mentioned. The question was about zombies and you turned it into morality.
I'm stupid. Right. There you go. What do we do?
I'm a serviceman.
Serviceman. I'm an economics student.
Yeah, so there's a diverse range.
Diverse range,
of,
exactly.
Opinion.
You've got to get a couple of point of views across.
Yeah, you do. Anyway, back to the question. I like this question. There's a zombie apocalypse.
So, yeah, the zombie apocalypse, and basically...
And they are 28 days later zombies.
Yeah, so they're just as clever as us, in a sense, but they've lacked...
What do you mean? Zombies aren't just as clever as us.
They are just as clever
as us. No, what makes you think they're as clever as us is because they are going off sheer instinct and survival.
Yeah.
And it's scary because they will literally smash their head through brick walls to try and get at the meat.
They've lost the humanness.
They are the cat that got the cream. cat that got the cream. Or they want to be that cat.
Yeah, and so they literally do everything.
I personally, get in a car...
You could call it like a brain virus, you know, like a virus.
All right, okay, so a brain virus is spreading through Britain. Hmm. Well, you've got to...
But it only spreads through...
I'd probably, if martial law's been declared, I'd rob the shop across the road of everything.
So...
And then I would barricade the shit out of the house.
Or get like drive-through tin food.
I'd get everything, mate.
Yeah.
And then I'd all the... Well, that shop don't do fresh food anyway, but all the fresh food...
So would you like... Would you lock up or would you go on the run?
I'd lock up, mate.
So just stay and wait it out?
Well, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Well, there's nothing else you could do.
Well, I mean, where could you go?
I'd go to like a tall building.
I mean, you could risk... Preston
bus station.
Yeah.
Designed
the
by...
The only thing is that, this is a nice, quiet little terraced house, a nice little village... Mm-hmm. This is very hard to get into.
Have you ever seen Hot Fuzz?
Yeah. Go to the pub. Go to the Winchester.
That's not even Hot Fuzz, is it?
Hot Fuzz? No, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, so you...
I'd rob the shop. I'd get hold of a crossbow or some kind of weaponry. I'd bastardise a wooden stick.
Would you get, like, long-range weaponry?
If I could, yeah. I mean, where the hell are you going to get that from here? We can't go to local army barracks. Because they'll be on lockdown as well.
Yeah.
I'd probably round up the families, get them all in here. It'd be quite comfy, as long as you have electricity and Wi-Fi.
And an Andy McNabb book.
Yeah, if you had a McNabb book. A couple of FIFA tournaments.
Wait, have a cup of tea and let it all blow over.
How do you like that for a slice of fried gold? So that would be my ideal zombie apocalypse.
What would I do? That's too easy, because you just stare. Okay, so these zombies then can pick locks.
They're not zombies.
The master lock pickers.
Master lock picking zombies. Well, then you don't lock the door, you board the door.
I think I'd try and get to like full barracks.
Yeah.
And then, because there's got to be weapons there. Is the weapons there anywhere?
Yeah, but they're locked in an armory, which possibly the key holder has died.
Or a zombie.
Yeah, they might just let you in because that's where they're holding all the civilians, all the...
So get to full barracks.
Yeah.
And then get some sort of rifle.
Which you're not trained on, and there's a high chance you might shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, but
so that, and then what? Where would you go? What would you do about your girlfriend or the family or what?
Oh, I'd round all the family together.
Yeah. How you do? Yeah.
Put them in a room. Just keep them there.
What?
Let them back slowly. And then that's it, really.
Yeah.
What else could you do? I'd always carry like a little like kit in my car or something. So I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I've got one anyway.
I don't have a car.
Blanket.
I can't flask of hot drive water. Yet.
I know, yeah.
Okay.
If you type in zombie apocalypse onto Google.
What comes up?
Oh, here we go. This is a good one. The best place to hide during a zombie apocalypse. This is CBS News. So this is breaking news.
A Mormon church. This is today.
Yeah, I know. Cornell University researchers suggest that in the event of a zombie outbreak...
Oh, this is what I'm reading.
Are you reading it?
The mathematicians.
Well?
Mathematicians yeah. Work out zombie apocalypse.
The best place for Americans to hide during the full-scale takeover would be the northern Rocky Mountains. Or just about anywhere but a major city. America is completely different to the UK.
Yeah, so we'd have like the Highlands or got to like the Wales.
The lakes, anywhere. But there's cities in Britain, apart from obviously the big... London, Manchester, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Liverpool possibly, are nowhere near the same size as the cities in America.
Yeah.
Well, here's one for you. Britain is smaller than the state of California.
Yeah, it's smaller than Texas as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the states out there are absolutely huge. Do you know what creeps me out about America?
Well,
me and my fiancé, should I say.
Oh.
Watching it, we watch them...
Different days.
Yeah, watch them documentaries. About unsolved mysteries and a lot of them are child abductions.
Yeah.
And when I was out in America recently, in California, you just know how
easy
it must be for them.
Yeah. Could just like go off a mile.
Kid could go missing. What 9 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah.
And if they travelled, they could literally drive for 10 hours.
Yeah.
And how far can you get in 10 hours non-stop driving?
Yeah, and out there there's literally...
Oh, and you can be going remote, desert,
like the population, what do you call it? Like the amount of people in like an area.
The populace?
No, like how spread out everything is.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like per kilometre, there's so many people per kilometre squared or whatever.
Yeah,
and there there's like, you can just drive and there's literally...
Oh, yeah.
You're definitely. Like hours from a town or anything. But yeah, it is. It's pretty scary. But like, yeah, over here, they say they come over here. And, like, say bands, American bands come over here and they say, like, the distances are nothing. Like, just driving from...
Well, round the corner in the UK is probably a 5-minute walk to get your milk.
Yeah, there it's like...
There it's probably... Round the corner is
4-hour drive.
4-hour drive to...
It's actually far away, mate.
To the next house.
Couple of days.
Couple of days hike.
Couple of days hiking.
Yeah, and don't get eaten by a... Mountain lion.
Puma. Yeah. They're the same thing, aren't they? A mountain lion, a puma, and a cougar are all the same, aren't they?
I don't know. I've met just got cougars names. In my time.
Oh. Shit.
No, she went. No.
No, they're all the same animal.
We just call them by different names.
Yeah, like puma and cougar. I think it was just different regions in America.
Is that true?
Names. Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you. If you type in puma, let me show you. Puma. This is a factual podcast. Puma, not the clothing brand, not the German multinational company. Puma.
Puma's dying a death a bit. Well, in fact, no, it's not. You still see a lot of...
I'll tell you the business stats of Puma.
Soccer
They are
players.
Down 0.55% today in stock price.
Are they? How do you know that?
Because it shows you.
I wish I understood stocks and that.
Goes up, goes down.
Well, yeah. All I know is buy low, sell high. And that's all you need to know.
Basically, you've got a company sells shares, so like a percentage, small percentages of its company to people to raise revenue. So say if you're like a clothing brand and you want to build a new factory to start producing it like shoes, like running trainers, but you've got your bank, it's too expensive to loan from a bank.
Yeah.
You just get a share of your company, so say 50% of your company. And split it up into lots of shares.
Yeah.
The value of the shares depends on how easy you want them to sell.
Yeah, and so the more profit you make, the higher your shares.
Yeah, to a certain extent, because there's confidence in the shares.
Yeah.
So you get something called dividends at the end of every usually at the end of the financial year,
yeah.
which is basically, if you own like 50% of the company, you'll probably get 50% of the profit.
Mm-hmm.
And so with shares, you get dividends, which is like a share of the profits. But it's you don't have to be given dividends. It depends what type of shares you buy.
Yeah.
But say you buy normal shares off the stock market,
yeah.
like in Barclays,
yeah.
You don't have to be given dividends every year. You just literally buy them to speculate. And speculation yeah. is literally buying something to sell at a higher price.
You've got to speculate to accumulate.
Yeah.
That's why I put my football bet on at a weekend, which go. Rarely comes in.
Really. Dad's made loads.
Yeah, he does make a lot of money.
200 quid. He drinks a lot as well, but that's
funny. No, he doesn't.
But yeah, anyway, Pumas. They're all the same animal.
Any questions you may have for us, obviously, the host, Mr. JB, and my brother Jake.
Have you made an email address?
No, that's what I wanted you to do.
I haven't done it yet.
Alright, well, we'll have an email address up shortly. So next time we next podcast, if you've got any questions for us,
send them in.
Send them our way onto our email. We'll reply as soon as possible.
What am I doing it? Gmail. That's easy, isn't it?
Oh, whatever, yeah.
Gmail.
Right,
create an account.
We went off at a tangent there. I think that was possibly the definition of going off at a tangent. Quite literally.
What's a tangent?
A tangent?
What? Maths, the A-level maths, a tangent is a on a curve.
A tangent is a
line.
Is the plural.
Perpendicular
tangerine.
To a curve.
What's that?
A tangent is a line perpendicular to another line or a curve.
So basically you go off at a right angle.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tangent.
And that's where the same.
That's the mathematical.
You've gone off on a tangent.
It's a mathematical definition. There you go.
Are you creating us an email?
Yeah, but it's same first name and last name. What's the name of the podcast today?
Chasing Mavericks. The Chasing Mavericks
first
podcast.
First name Chasing, last name Mavericks.
What a cool name that would be. Also the name of one of the greatest surf films ever made.
Is this what it's in homage
to? We pay homage to Chasing Mavericks. Who was in Chasing Mavericks, you
asked? Never even watched it. Someone's already has that username.
Oh, are you kidding me? I thought it might be quite.
We've got to change the name of the podcast now.
Okay. It is. We will change it to.
I don't know.
Iceman. What's that?
Iceman.
What? No.
I don't know. I thought this was a Top Gun.
Yeah.
Educating Jordan.
She won't be coming. Anyway, we'll worry about that at the end. The listeners need to know. They can email us. We will have an email by the end of the show.
We're working out.
Okay.
Right, what are we doing next?
We didn't cover.
All right, that wasn't even science. That wasn't even science.
Let me tell you about something about science.
Let me tell you.
A massive inspiration for the reason we wanted to start a podcast is one of my heroes in life.
Speaking of science.
Is it
Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan, yeah, that's Joe Rogan isn't known for science, but this is why we wanted to do the podcast. He's a hero of mine, and he is a bit of yours, really, isn't he?
Yeah, he's had Louis through, and I like him.
Yeah, he's had quite a few British guys on.
Jim Jefferies, he's a funny guy.
Aussie, yeah, he is funny. And he had a one of the most famous scientists in the world. Professors in the world, Professor Brian Cox. Have you listened to that one?
No, you're good.
He had Brian Cox on there.
Yeah.
We listened to it driving home from work.
In the sky.
Which wasn't just a 20-minute drive, it was like a 4-hour journey.
Yeah.
The podcast was 3 hours long.
Right.
And it was a emotional roller coaster of science and space.
What was he talking about then?
Are you itching your ear with the end of the headphone set?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. He went into loads of different things, from the amount of galaxies in the universe to, I think, the closest galaxy to us were 2.2 million light years away. Do you know what the name of the closest galaxy to us is?
The Andromeda Galaxy.
Yeah, how the hell did you know that? Have you listened to it?
No.
And that's the closest one.
I did A-level physics also.
But anyway, yeah, he went into all that, how big the universe is, the theory of infinity, the infinite monkey cage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So an infinite amount of monkeys on an infinite amount of typewriters.
Yeah.
eventually one will type the whole works of Shakespeare.
It's the, yeah, it's
because there is an infinite amount of combinations of what can happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's the argument of whether the universe is infinite or not, and we don't know that yet. Because eventually we happen to be at a point in time where we can see a lot of the universe before it even happened. Sorry, after it happened. So basically we can see into the past because light, which is what we use to look...
What, it's still travelling from millions of years ago?
Because light takes... It travels at a speed. And so we can actually
travels
see,
at light speed.
Yeah, exactly. So it takes a certain amount of time for it to get here. So we're actually looking into the past when we have a telescope and look at a star or a galaxy. That star might not exist anymore, but we can see it.
Yeah, no,
and
yeah.
And what light was left
that's dying. That's that light. The stars in the sky. Yeah.
But it seems
dead,
to go on
they?
Forever. We don't know if the universe is infinite.
I genuinely... Something inside me tells me that the universe is infinite.
Infinite.
Imagine that. Infinite, sorry.
It means
there's no beginning, there's no end, there's no boundaries.
There was definitely a beginning. I don't think
there was a beginning to the universe.
There has to be, because the reason why we think
I'm not talking about the Earth.
Yeah, the universe. The reason why we think that we started at a point, that you know, I've heard the Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory, which created the Earth.
No, the universe.
Oh, the Big Bang to create the universe.
Yeah, right, I'll tell you, right, okay. The theory is, right, the entire universe started at a single point and then it expanded, the Big Bang, it expanded, not exploded, it expanded, a huge expansion. And the reason we think that's true is because everything we look at, which is relatively far away, is moving away from us. Everything is moving away from us. And it's something called redshift.
So the stars are moving away from us?
Yeah, and at the rate of expansion is increasing as well. And eventually that expansion will be so fast that it'll be faster than light itself, so we won't be able to see anything. Because light's travelling. It's travelling quicker than light. But the reason we think that we're expanding from a single point is because everything's moving away from us. And no matter where you are in space, it always appears to be moving away from you.
Well,
which is
the sun's not moving away from us, or is it?
No, that's distant things.
All right.
No, the sun isn't moving away from us. Basically, we're
all right, the beginning of all time was a big bang.
Yeah.
How did he know it was a bang?
It was a rapid expansion. It wasn't a bang. It was a rapid expansion.
Apparently, they know what happened. Something like, I don't know. I'm just pulling numbers out here. 400 millionths of a second or something like that. But there's a time they don't know what happened.
Yeah, there is. It's before that. I don't know what it is, but it's before that.
I truly believe, in my head, I just believe it is infinite. And that is what is so terrifying.
Well, no, here we go. This is the theory that
there's no beginning and there's no end. Some people say there's a theory that eventually, if you pass through space long enough, you'll come out the other side on yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a wormhole sort of thing.
Well, no, not a wormhole, like a circle.
I think, in a sense, you've got... It's hard to get your head around how big the universe is, but I think...
I can get my head around the idea. It's taken me a long time to get my head around the idea of no beginning and no end.
No, but the thing is, why are things expanding from each other at an increasing rate?
Because it's... that's why I'm not a scientist.
No, but that's what I mean.
Here's the Big Bang. I've looked it up. The Big Bang Theory, is an American sitcom created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Brady. Both of whom serve as executive producers on the show, along with Stephen Malaro. So we're both wrong. It's an American sitcom, quite funny as well.
Let me tell you. Right, okay. The reason things are expanding away from us at a faster rate, so that debunks your theory of everything is infinite and still sort of. Thing.
Why does it debunk anything?
Because things are expanding.
What's to say that they've not just passed through us millions of years ago?
What?
That the stars, that everything that's moving away from us could have started before us, and we've only been here in a blink of an eye.
I thought we're infinite, though.
If we're infinite, they could have just... They're just doing what they want for an infinite amount of years.
Well, that is a point, but...
There you go.
But computers and science tell us, and the models that we've made, tell us that we've come from a point, essentially.
Okay. I think we both agree that there's not a...
But let me tell you another theory, which I think I believe. The universe is infinite, but you have a wave, so it goes up and down.
Yeah.
Like a sound wave or like an ocean wave, it goes up and down. Yeah. But you can have, in a sense...
A radio wave.
Yeah. The universe is like a wave, so it contracts and expands and contracts and expands. At the minute, we're in the expansion stage.
So millions of years later, it could...
Billions of years later, yeah.
It could come back on itself and then go out on it.
Because at the minute, we know the universe is 13.8 billion years old, I think it is.
Yeah.
13.8 billion years, whatever it is. Around there, 14 billion years old.
Oh, my
God. The Earth is about 4.5 billion years old.
Wow.
So Earth on its own is about 4.5 billion years old. And we're still expanding.
You got the facts up there.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, he went into that, which obviously mind-boggled us.
Yeah, so it's so old, but the fact that we're still expanding makes us think, well, maybe in another 15 billion years we'll start coming back into ourselves, which is what caused kind of the Big Bang in the first place.
What, so we could wipe, what could happen then?
Everything would just be destroyed into a single point. Matter wouldn't be destroyed.
Oh my God, oh yeah, I get it now. We could literally shrink into ourselves and then go again.
Yeah, think of the universe. Oh my God,
that is
going out and out and out.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, and everything.
That's possibly the scariest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, like in another, I think it's 10 billion years.
Have you ever seen Interstellar?
Which one's that? Oh, I've not seen it.
Oh, you need to watch that. It's an amazing film.
Yeah, and also in about, I think it's 10 billion years, or less than that, the sun's going to expand. And it's going to eventually become a red dwarf, I think it is.
I will not read the
Earth
sun.
Just going to get destroyed.
I will not read the sun anymore. Are you on about the sun? That's a terrible joke. I get that now. He also spoke about the theory of... not the theory. The Rift Valley. Do you know what the Rift Valley is?
I've heard of it, yeah. Go on.
Go on, what have you heard about it?
Rift Valley.
The Rift Valley is where the first...
Yeah.
I think Homo sapiens, where we they first came out
Africa.
Of, I think it's in Ethiopia.
In Africa,
bro. TIA. Where they first came out.
Yeah, they first came. Have you seen that map? Have you seen the map to
of what it looked like?
Yeah, Pangaea, was it?
Pangaea, the first continent before
and everything spread
out.
Well,
in the spine, I think, of that.
That's where we came from.
We came from there.
Yeah.
Obviously, the theory of evolution... Which I believe is fact. I mean, how can you not see it as
fact? The only reason they call it theory of evolution is because it's technically a scientific theory. You can't call it
a
scientific fact.
Obviously,
well, scientific theory has a lot of evidence.
The primates that we evolved alongside, you know, because people say,
like chimps,
why is there still chimpanzees if we all evolved from apes?
Yeah, no, it didn't work like that.
You know, why have we got chihuahuas if we all evolved from wolves?
Yeah.
If they evolved from wolves, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
in
just
fact, no, that is...
We developed from natural selection. So basically, if we say, for example, there was the species before us that we kind of came from, like the other subspecies that we came from, one of those eventually, through genetic mutation, developed larger brains, which made us slightly cleverer, and we would have an advantage in terms of survival.
Yeah.
And that human would then have children, which... would then have that feature, and it would eventually just be buried on because only those would survive.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. That's what they say happened. There's another species of kind of human sort of thing called Neanderthals,
which that's what we did.
Yeah,
that
we developed alongside them, and there's theories that we actually mated with them, and we're in our genetic code. We've actually got Neanderthals.
Well, I've seen videos of humans having sex with donkeys, sheep, dogs.
You're doing Neanderthal.
Well, there you go, do you know what I mean? So people will have sex with anything. Is a big point I've taken away from that.
But anyway, we outsmarted them. They're a lot bigger than us, a lot more powerful. But we had a lot bigger brains compared to the size of our bodies, so outsmarted
brain
them.
Over brawn is, I think, where that actually came from.
Might be that.
I don't think it came from there.
I think it came
from there. It's interesting. He also went on to talk about the theory of... not theory. He spoke about... probes going into space that when they got to the end of their lifespan could regenerate or could 3D digitally print another probe which could then go back.
Oh yeah, it just carries on
and carry on. Imagine if they finally came back millions of years later and the Earth had been wiped out anyway.
Jesus. Well, that's why, have you heard of Elon Musk?
No.
He was the CEO of PayPal, and he sold PayPal for about $500 million.
Yeah.
And then he invested into two companies.
Yeah.
Tesla, the new electric car company.
Cool.
Tesla, which is like doing amazing. It's kind of pushed forward battery technology and everything.
Yeah. Now electric battery powered cars are actually quite cool.
Yeah. Like it'd do 300 miles on a normal battery pack, like, which is amazing.
Can you get them back here?
Yeah, you can get them here, but you get
expensive.
Like charge. Anyway, he did Tesla, and he also made SpaceX, which is the kind of first private space company. And he's developing at the minute reusable rockets. So these rockets, they go up. Yeah, it's still going. These rockets, they go up.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, a normal rocket, it'd blast itself into pieces and land in the sea with a parachute. Yeah. This one actually comes landed. Back down and lands.
Starts again.
Yeah, and so it's gonna cut the cost of space travel by, it's like 9/10. So it'll be a tenth the price of what it normally is. And he wants to colonise Mars.
Yeah, is he the guy heading up this this expedition to Mars?
Yeah.
Will literally never return to Earth again.
Yeah.
He's the guy doing it.
Yeah, well, there's two of them doing it. There's them, and then there's I think it's NASA or something.
Is it in 10 years' time?
Well, that's what he's hoping for, I think.
Is it Mars 1?
Type in Elon Musk Mars mission. But he's basically Mars. This guy who came up with PayPal, then invested into Mars electric car company. And also, SpaceX exploration.
So he's gone from PayPal
to Mars. He's just unbelievable. He's just got the mind, like a really future-looking mind. Yeah, he's an engineer, he's a scientist, he knows everything about him. So.
That, to me, scares the living day.
He's basically going to change the world for the better. And we wish kind of other people, CEOs and what very wealthy people would
be
like
inspired by him.
Yeah.
If you're in that position of power, with all that wealth, you know.
But he came up, have you heard of the Hyperloop? There's a new thing. Basically, in California, they were, you know, we've got the high-speed rail from Manchester to London, the Virgin one.
Yeah.
Well, in America, they've got really slow rail systems, and there was one from, I think it's Los Angeles to San Francisco. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
LA to San Francisco, and they were coming up with this high-speed train to be built, which was going to cost something like $100 billion to be made. And it wasn't even that quick compared to a lot of other high-speed trains. It went about 180 miles an hour, and it cost quite a bit to go on it. And Elon Musk came up with this idea of something called a Hyperloop.
What's his name? Elon Musk?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. And he came up with this idea of something called a Hyperloop.
Oh, he's quite a good-looking guy as well, isn't he?
He's from South Africa. I'm a South Africa.
He's from South Africa, born Canadian-American entrepreneur.
Yeah, and he came up with this idea of a Hyperloop, which is like a little tube.
Yeah.
And you go in it, in like a little module, like a little capsule thing.
Yeah.
And you sit in it, and it, you know, like air hockey?
Yeah.
Kind of blows air up, makes it like frictionless. And it basically blasts you at like 700, 800 mile an hour, and it would be cheaper than trains. It only cost about, I think he said about 10 billion to build from, so it'd be about 10 times cheaper.
And that would get you all around the country. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's what they're hoping to build, and it's going to change the world. It's going to change travel.
When is this going to happen?
Well, they're already building a prototype in Texas.
In our lifetime?
Yeah. They're already building a prototype.
So when you want to go and see the old grandmother who lives
in Blackpool
or 100 miles away, you just jump in the Hyperloop.
You probably still won't go.
I would.
Every year.
Yeah, once a year. No, she'd come to us, so we wouldn't need to. But you could get there in seconds, is it?
Yeah. No, not seconds. Like, you minutes. Could get to you can get from, like Preston to London in, like I think
Preston,
10, 15 minutes.
Preston, to anyone listening around the world, is a small city near Manchester. If you look on a map of England...
Cotton and Gons.
Yeah, Cotton and... M62. Is it M62? In the northwest of England, from Manchester to London is around... 250 miles. I'm
going to
look that up.
250 miles.
So, if you can understand how fast that would take you, minutes.
It goes about 600, 700 miles.
Will you get the drunken Scottish man who always seems to be on public travel singing? Because if that gets taken away, I don't think I'm in. Because every time I've got a train...
Drinking Buckfast.
Oh, yeah.
Reading...
Buckfast is actually brewed in a place in Devon, I think, called Buckfast Abbey.
So it's actually English?
It is English, yeah.
And so the one thing that Scots rely on...
How ironic
is English.
That?
So you've got that Hyperloop train. What?
It's 208 miles, it's not that far.
About 200 miles and it'll get you there. I think it's about 15 minutes. At the minute, it takes about an hour and a half on the high-speed train. But it'd be cheaper. Yeah, on the Virgin HS.
Oh, right, okay.
But it'd be cheaper as well because it doesn't... And there you go, that's another thing. It's a closed electricity loop, which means, you know, like your house is connected to the power grid.
Yeah.
And it takes power from, like, the local power station. These Hyperloops will power themselves from solar panels. Oh, and they won't actually need to be connected to an external source. they power themselves with their own solar panels.
That's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, that, put that on sound, please.
Put it on.
Oh, was that you and me?
I don't know. It's me, I think.
I've got a vibration. Mum's trying to ring.
Yeah. So it's a closed loop, so it's completely green in a sense. It doesn't use any emissions. It doesn't use. No. It makes its own electricity, which it's unbelievable.
Back to another little point for anyone who doesn't get the Buckfast joke. Buckfast tonic wine, commonly known as Buckfast or Bucky, if you're Scottish, is a fortified wine licensed from Buckfast Abbey in Devon and distributed by J. Chandler and Company in the United Kingdom and Grants of Ireland in Ireland. This is honestly on the Wikipedia page. I know that Wikipedia is not the most accurate because it can be changed by any money. If you've got any arse going onto a Buckfast tonic wine page and changing it yourself, you know, you deserve to change it. And it actually says this: the drink has become a subject of controversy due to its links with Ned culture and criminality.
What's Ned culture?
Ned culture is a Scottish word of a chav. If you're not English or British, is basically one of those annoying little shits who hang around the local shop spitting at old women and swearing loudly and listening to
clever blokes
shit music. They've probably made themselves
cancel out some violence.
Funny video. What American girls think English boys are like due to the phenomenal success of One Direction. I actually quite like One Direction.
Fantastic band.
Yeah.
On par with the Beatles.
Up there. Up there. Popularity wise.
What's your favourite Beatles album? Certainly. Best of the Beatles.
Hold on, let me finish my sentence. What was I saying? Yeah, best of the Beatles. And then it then cuts on to three young, I'd say chavs, rapping about one of them's called Ginger Joe.
Come to my friends and I need a bar.
And Little Dave. What are the actual lyrics?
Little D.
On a bus. in a Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Type it in YouTube and watch it.
Vauxhall Vectra.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It is. Okay, next topic. We've done a little bit of science there. I was quite impressed with that.
Yeah.
There's more to that. Eventually, if the podcasts get, a bit better.
We'll get
an email, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll get, hopefully, a local scientist, maybe.
Yeah.
Come in, talk to us.
He's just a diesel fitter.
Are they scientists?
Diesel fitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, engineers.
Well, no, if he's a scientist.
Anybody can be a scientist.
Well, my friend from school is he works at an energy company. Might be worth having him on.
What is he? Telecommunications?
No. He does like the nuclear fuels and that.
Does he?
Yeah. He's an engineer for that. Yeah. Why would Mum keep ringing me and Juice? If we're not answering your mum,
she knows we're doing
get the message.
Podcast.
It can't be. Just answer the phone. Apologies to the listeners. Just answer the phone.
I'm not answering.
I'll answer. Hello? Hello? No, it's wrong. I can't speak. We're in the middle of it. You've got the answer. They've got the answer to the competition. There's not been a competition yet.
Was it Bobby Charlton in
1966? Yeah, you've won the free tickets to Alton Towers. I know. Yeah, I'll ring you back later on. No, we're still. This is live, going out. We've got 800 listeners. They're phoning in for the competition.
Oh, right, no. It was actually Ricardo Fuller.
Have you had your tea?
No, I'm not.
Right, I'm going. He'll ring you back at the end. Right, I'll speak to you in a bit. Bye-bye. Unprofessional. Sorry, apologies for that.
Apologies. It's live. It's not live.
First world problems.
Got it. But only a 64-gig iPhone 6 Plus as well.
Yeah, it's quite... Jesus, look at the size of that thing.
Chopping board.
If the door breaks, you could just prop that up.
What are we talking about? I don't know.
We could get people on. Hopefully, we will get different guests every week.
Engineer, local boiler.
Local plumber to give you tips on how to save energy efficient.
What is the best type of a of solder. Yeah. What's your favourite type of solder?
If anyone doesn't know what impression he's doing there, that is Alan Partridge, played by Steve Coogan.
Oh yeah, I do the impression without realising.
Another hero of mine and yours, yeah. Steve Coogan. Another Northern boy as well.
He's Northern.
Northern boy did good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell he's Northern though.
Yeah.
Do you know how you can tell?
How?
Because he likes to get on the piss.
Yeah.
And he likes to...
And he like a bit of cocaine.
Well, apparently. I think in his younger days, but if you go into any...
Apparently all of season...
If you go into any Yates's Wine Lodge on a Friday night, you know... You'll probably be the only one not doing it.
Snuff, snuff, pop, off.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're talking about.
Next topic. Sorry, going back to fighting again. Boxing again.
Not MMA.
I am a huge mixed martial art fan. I'm a huge boxing fan. I'm a huge combat sports fan. You know, so that
I like knives and guns.
I don't like that. I've got a little bit of thing for guns. Knives.
Yeah.
You know. Can be cool if they're used in a Bear Grylls sort of fashion. Not to stab your neighbour.
Or a pen.
Yeah, or a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Let's make it really dirty. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, the fighting of it.
Yeah, everybody's heard this. Rumours. I don't think anyone knows the exact amount.
I think... Mayweather's going to make about £75 million.
I think that in pounds, yeah.
Yeah, and Pacquiao's going to make about $40 to $50 million, and the entire thing is going to gross about $350 billion.
Million. Jesus.
Half a billion.
You reckon it'll be that many?
They say they're projecting it's going to gross about $400 million.
Everybody with a TV set. Probably watch that.
Is it not a bit unfair or like way too late? Because like, isn't Pacquiao, he's not really in his prime anymore.
No.
Mayweather's never out of his prime.
Well, you could argue that because Mayweather's never been beaten.
Has Pacquiao been beaten?
Pacquiao's been beaten a few times, but Pacquiao is
class.
The definition of a warrior. They will be for the fight.
Yeah.
I think is Mayweather's slightly bigger.
Alright.
I think it's at welterweight. Let me just type it in.
What do you reckon is going to happen? I want Pacquiao to win, but will
everybody wants, you know.
Nobody really likes Mayweather.
Everybody wants Pacquiao to win because Manny Pacquiao is from
a little village in the Philippines.
Yeah, he's. Have you watched a documentary on him?
He likes golf.
Well, he likes everything. He's an absolute legend. He's a hero and an inspiration to millions across the world. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
He's a warrior. He's humble. He's adored.
Yeah, people prefer. He's a nicer person.
Yeah, and you know people can possibly relate to him a little tiny bit. Whereas, and he's had losses as well, which they always say what makes a true champion is that you take a loss, and you come back stronger.
Yeah,
and I think he is doing that.
Yeah.
He suffered a horrendous knockout. He lasted about a few years ago to Marquez. He'd fought him already. That was their fourth fight, and he took a humongous right hand and knocked him clean out, and it was horrible to watch.
Yeah.
There was footage of the Philippines in absolute uproar.
Yeah.
You know, mass mourning was going on because he's like a god over there. Anyway, and Floyd Mayweather is... He's like the definition of, the
sport,
superstar.
Yeah. He's like Kanye West, the boxing.
He's the Kanye West, the boxing.
Speaking of Kanye West, did you see Brits?
No, I heard about it. No, but Floyd Mayweather is the probably the most slickest and
most
successful boxer ever.
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of stick because, he didn't fight him, but...
Then he beat his wife up.
Well, yeah, I don't know why. Well, women won't shut up, you know, you've got to give a crack. That's a joke. I'm not advocating domestic violence. God, Buckfast, Scotland, and domestic violence all in the same...
Three of the favourite things.
All in the same, in the same podcast. But I believe my heart wants Manny Pacquiao to win.
Yeah.
You know, and that could be the perfect end to the fairy tale.
Yeah.
My head is saying Floyd Mayweather is still too good.
Is he better than him?
I think he's better than anyone. He's possibly the greatest boxer ever to live.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm only 25 years old. I haven't, you know, there's been absolute legends for years and years. That's just my opinion.
Sure.
Okay, next topic.
45 minutes in.
Yeah. Next topic. You still need to start thinking of a website. An email address. Next topic is brackets. Sorry, not brackets. What are they? Like Dr. Evil style fingers where he goes, laser beam. No, it's that dress. Have you seen that dress?
Yeah.
What colour do you see?
Gold and blue.
You see gold and blue?
And then mum saw gold, brown and white.
Brown and white?
Gold and white. But we can't see it, it's a podcast. Right. Need to link it in.
That dress. I know, yeah. Anyone who doesn't know what that dress we're talking about, I only just heard about it today.
Basically, it's a dress, a picture of a dress, and it's like, it's a stripy dress, and it's two different colours, and everybody see, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are seeing different colours.
Yeah, I saw white and gold.
I saw blue and gold.
I kind of saw, yeah.
Lightish blue.
But it has gone, it's gone viral. I did, and what is the scientific explanation of why, do you know it?
I don't, I'm assuming it's
apparently, if you see, it is black and blue. Apparently. Is it black and blue? Yeah, it's black and blue.
Oh, right.
And why some people see it as white and gold is something in your...
Is their phone screen is turned up to contrast?
Yes. Yeah, you need to turn the settings. the people who see it as white and something... There was a scientific reason.
Oh, positive and negative.
No, not that. Yeah, if you see white and blue, you are a more positive person in life. You will generally be a more optimistic person. Yeah. No, it's about...
definitely isn't that.
No, yeah. It's about your something is trying to compensate. You're trying to work out a colour still, and that's all you're seeing. I don't know. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's on. Just type in that dress on Google,
and
it'll all come up.
What else is there? Oh, what was I going to say then? That's it. Do you know why we get deja vu?
Because there's a glitch in the Matrix. Everybody knows that.
You see
a black cat twice. Do you know what? I've been getting a lot of deja vu at work at the moment, and I don't know why.
Is that a sign of a brain tumour?
I've been getting a lot of...
Smell rubber?
I think, is that what you meant to smell?
Smell burning rubber or something.
What, is if you get a brain tumour?
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of headaches.
And deja vu.
A lot of migraines.
No, apparently, anyway. Well, that's what they think it is. It's basically, when you experience something, that experience is saved into your mind, through neurons, and there's a slight delay between it getting to one part of the brain and it getting to another part of the brain.
Oh, yeah.
And so the remembrance part, it gets there quicker before it gets to your consciousness part, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so you feel like you've remembered it before. You've already seen it before.
So, say that again.
So basically, there's a delay between your experience, what you're seeing now, there's a delay between it getting to the conscious part of the brain, like the bit that you see now, and the remembrance part of the brain. And so it gets the remembrance part slightly quicker than the conscious part, and so you feel like you've already seen it before.
Oh, that's weird. Why does that happen?
I don't know.
Are people... I know, it's probably more complex than space.
It is. It's the most complex things we know. It is the most complex thing.
I bet we don't even know to scratch the surface.
No. We think it might work off like...
What do people say? We only use 20% of our brains?
That's not true.
I think we only use 20% of our hearts.
You got to take it. You got to take that pill.
Name the film.
Limitless.
No, Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Well done.
Like Limitless is going to... Was it Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, says the one who says Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers is one of the funniest films I've ever seen.
What's the funniest film?
Shout out to Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, if they're listening. Highly unlikely. But when we hit the big time, love to have you both on the show.
Mathematical problems.
Yeah, you can come on and talk.
Yeah.
Bullet point science.
Hey Vince.
And you have to come in character as you were in the Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Oh, I've been listening. Have you got Audible?
Audible, yeah. Audible is the app.
The audiobooks thing.
Yeah, I pay £8 a month and I've only got 3 books.
I've listened to this book.
Funnily enough, was Alan Partridge's autobiography, listen to because I just keep bursting out laughing.
It is the funniest thing ever.
It's brilliant.
Anyway, I've been listening to this What If, and it's this guy. It is spoken by, I don't know actually. It's written by Randall Munro.
Yeah.
And it's called What If. Serious scientific answers to absurd hypotheticals.
What if God was one of us? Is that one of
just
us?
Just a stranger on a bus.
Trying to make his way home.
Oh, yeah. No, anyway, it's like, It's people ask questions like, could you get a jetpack made out of machine guns and they fire? You know, you get recoil and it like blows you back and it fires downwards. All right, Mr. Serviceman.
Yeah.
And it fires downwards and could you theoretically be driven upwards?
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
And he does it. He like explains it with like physics and science, but
there's no way it could keep you vertical.
Yeah, but
could possibly.
And he always does like, but disregarding that, he says like, there's a gun. You know, is it the Warthog, the plane?
The Warthog is the tank
A-10. Yeah, the A-10 Warthog. You know that.
It doesn't say. It sounds more like. Let's see if we get a noise of the A-10 strafing run.
Anyway, you know the gun that it has nearly as much force, the recoil of that gun, nearly provides as much force as the thrust of the engine itself.
So it could lift you up?
Yeah.
If you could control it.
That gun has it's something to do with the thrust to weight ratio.
Yeah.
And they worked out, an AK-47 had a thrust to weight ratio of 1.5. So the thrust downwards could theoretically, if you somehow got an AK-47 and fired it downwards and held the trigger, it would shoot itself up, in a sense.
Yeah.
And so you'd need something between like 35 and 400 of these AK-47s on your back to go up.
AK-47s.
And you,
because AK-47s are assault rifle.
Yeah, and you could strap them to your back.
400.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd need to have an unlimited magazine.
No, you couldn't do that because the magazine, you get to the issue of the bullets, they weigh something. So that adds weight to it. And you can only, you can get like 25 round magazines or whatever.
No,
you can't
30.
Use them. You can't actually use them because it weighs too much in the end. But anyway, there's a gun that the Russians made and it was like the A-10 sort of thing, that big tank buster thing.
Yeah.
And it was so powerful that they couldn't mount it to a plane.
Was it called the Dushka by any chance? Was it an anti-aircraft weapon?
It might have been.
The Dushka.
It was strapped to a plane.
No, the Dushka is an anti-aircraft.
It was strapped to a plane anyway, and it weighed half as much as the A-10 gun, but fired twice as powerful, and well, nearly as powerful. And they couldn't strap it. Well, they tried putting it on planes, and it couldn't because of the acceleration that it pushed itself backwards. So if you fired it forward, and you have jets like thrusting you forward, it would end up slowing you down, because of the forces against you. It's kind of like in at school when you did like forces forwards and backwards, and there was too much force
push and pull.
Yeah, exactly, push and pull. Anyway, it actually slowed the plane.
So what? This is a book you've got on Audible. Called.
Yeah, it's like an audio book, and it just basically plays. It's just every chapter is like a question. But the guy who's reading it, I don't know who he is. He's a famous American guy, I think.
Yeah,
and he's quite, I don't know, literate.
That's pretty cool.
It's good, but it's funny, and it just does loads of like shit. Like if the world suddenly stopped spinning, but the atmosphere carried on.
What would happen if that happened?
Suddenly there would be like winds at like 1,000 miles an hour, and it just like because you were spinning so fast, there would be huge winds.
Oh my god!
About 1,000 miles an hour.
What's that? No. I just heard a dead.
Anyway, winds of like 1,000 miles an hour. Because suddenly, if the earth stopped, but everything carried on.
Yeah.
There'd be huge winds. And then suddenly half of the world wouldn't get sun because, we're spinning on an axis. And so you get every day. You spin once every day. And so that's where you get the rising sun and whatnot. And that would stop. So half of the planet would get sun. Half of it wouldn't. And there'd be loads of shit. I don't know. You need to listen to it.
Right, really. So that's one good to think about.
That's one to think about.
We still need an email address.
I don't know. What's an email address?
Can we not just make anything? Would it be, it's going to be something@gmail.com.
Yeah, those are Gmail.
I'll tell you what, why don't we put it to the listeners? What do you think our email address should be?
We don't have a listener.
Email into... Oh, shit, we don't have an email address.
We'll sort it out. What else is there?
Today's hot topics.
Can I talk about economics?
Not yet.
Come on, I'm doing economics.
Not getting too deep already.
This is a brilliant one.
What? This is a brilliant one. Listen to this. This is heartwarming. We're getting towards the end.
How long is it going to be, this podcast?
Well, the first one will be an hour. We'll see what the public make of it. I want feedback. Give us your feedback. We're going to try. Are we going to upload it on Twitter? You're the computer geek here.
Twitter? Yeah, you can put it on Twitter.
We want to put it on Twitter. We're going to put it on the... Well, I'll put it on Twitter. We'll make a Twitter for our...
Put it on yours, because you've got followers.
I've got about six. I only use it to follow like football and stuff. We want feedback. It's going to go on YouTube, Twitter. We're going to try and get it around there. Yeah. We want your feedback. You know, this hopefully will, you know, we can turn it into something quite fun.
Yeah.
You know, and we won't just be me and you sat in my dining room
talking to nobody,
talking shit to nobody but each other, and getting a phone call off Mum halfway through to see whether you have had your tea or not. Think of it, think of it right now. But I'll explain this really nice. Call it something really witty, really clever, so it'll stick in your mind, and that'll be the name of the Twitter
title. Quiz on my face.
No, that's Alan Partridge again. Basically, right, there's a young girl in America somewhere. I just had it up before. It's amazing. There's a young girl in America. I think it's in, it could be in Britain. There's a young girl across the in the world somewhere who has a birthmark, I think, on her leg.
I've seen it, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And her mum and dad both got the exact same birthmark, or I don't know what it's called.
It looks like basically like a burn on your
leg. Yeah, basically a little burn. And they've had it both tattooed down their legs just to encourage her.
And make her feel a lot different.
Yeah, and I thought that was pretty, you know.
Yeah.
That's quite
heartwarming.
It's a heartwarming tale.
Couldn't give a shit.
No, yeah, that's a joke.
That was a joke. Northern Soul.
Yeah. There's a. But I was quite
Bethy
special.
Bethy is ringing.
Would you do that for your kid if you had one day?
No. Never gonna have one.
Do you not?
No,
we need people with a semi-brain to reproduce, mate.
Semi-brain? What else?
But I'd do that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one time when I was younger, I was in McDonald's. And I don't eat
that was younger.
Anymore. I'll eat it if I'm, you know, starving.
Tangent. Stop texting, come on.
And we was in there at McDonald's, and there was a young girl came in who had like a really like not a slightly deformed nose. No. Can you say that?
Yeah.
You just did.
Sorry.
Who cares?
Sorry.
You know, it's only a joke and it's free speech.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, she has a quite a deformed nose, like
racial.
Yeah. No, she was white. And it was, I don't know, but she knew noticed us, and we was only young lads staring over at her. I weren't staring to be rude, but you were spot coming, and then you double take, and in that split second was like a lifetime. And she tried to cover her nose straight away, and her dad grabbed her arm and said, "Don't cover it. Don't be ashamed." Like, you know, saying, "Don't be ashamed."
And David Brent.
I still remember that, you know.
So don't cover it, don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed of who you
are. I did chuck my coke over, but that's besides the point.
I then pretended to throw up in front of it. No, I didn't. Even at that age, I was aware as a young 12, 13-year-old teenager.
I was aware.
We knew not to, you know. I think it was, we didn't say anything bad. We didn't be rude to her. It was just one of those things where you realise if you have a deformity, it takes a lot of courage to walk out your house at the end of the day.
I've just started yoga.
That's another one, mate. Wide-eyed stare of ISIS killer, Jihadi John, has been named.
Oh, yeah, they know who he is. What should we do about it?
He needs to go.
He needs to die.
Yeah.
What should we do? Should we do some KGB tactics?
What's that?
Kidnap the family.
Cut his balls off.
Yeah.
Well, no, because his family might not have
his
any
His family
idea.
Apparently even helped them, telling him who it was.
Really?
Yeah. It was a Q80 ball. What was his name?
His name was John Muhammad. Jihadi John is Muhammad.
Muhammad, that's it, Mwazi. There we go. Yeah, because it was already reported to be another guy, a rapper from London. And it wasn't actually, it turned out not to be him, although that bloke is still into ISIS.
Apparently, listen to this. Jihadi John was not the same again after bumping his head during a primary school fight. I don't think that's going to play
I don't think that's turned him into an Islamic extremist.
No.
I don't think no, that's it's
to have the ability to chop
blame.
A man's head
it's
off.
It's collective blame, isn't it? It's like if you're doing something in the name of an idea. The blame is not on you if a lot of people have kind of...
You've got an email because we need to wrap up soon.
I don't. Northern Soul.
No, that's like it's time for music.
I don't know. Don't need to wrap up. Usually they're about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Beth's on her way home, and you know what she's like.
It's like collective blame.
While you think of a podcast, I'm just going to nip to the toilet.
Nice. Well, what am I supposed to do? Just like leave it?
No, don't leave it. Just talk.
Keep telling me.
Or can we pause it?
Yeah.
Quick break. Pause, Eddie, pause.
Okay.
We're just on a break. Quick break. Come up with an email.
Yep.
What is it?
It is WaltonChiefs.
At gmail.com.
Walton, WALTON, Chief, CHIEFS, @gmail.com.
We'll put it in, we'll just link it.
Yeah, we'll link
send
it.
Send any questions, any feedback?
Any questions, any feedback?
Critical thinking.
What's the word?
I don't know.
I say a lot, I know that.
If you send any critical feedback, we will delete
criticism.
It.
Yeah? I don't want this turning into who is harder, Americans or Marines. What some of the trolls are.
US Marines versus British Marines.
No, let's click on a random video on YouTube and let's look at some of the trolls' comments. Because there will be guaranteed something hilarious. Oh, I can't understand why they want to scrap highly effective aircraft like this and the Phantom for a total lemon like the F-35. Oh, here we go, this is a good one. Am I the only one who thinks that the guns in this video sound like a hellacious fart? Any ISIS pieces of shit better have a good laugh at that, because that 30mm Gatling will be the last they hear before they're being torn in half. That was from a guy called Eamon Yimton. And it got 5 likes. So
it goes to his local con club.
Yeah, well, pleasant character. And that is it for today's podcast, the Walton
finished?
Chiefs podcast.
What else can I say?
Email us. WaltonChiefs@gmail.com. Any constructive criticism, any veteran podcasters out there, where can we improve?
That's it.
You know, we know that we're just starting out with this.
Yeah, we literally are starting out.
So, quite literally just starting
the first thing
out
of
this.
We've done it.
Yeah. But I think
using
it went
the
well.
Internal microphone of the MacBook Pro.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get a speaker and all that.
Yeah, also.
Good night and God bless from both of us, Mr. JB.
Mr. JB.
And Jake.
Jake.
Yeah, Mr. JB and Jake.
Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake. Okay. Thank you very much. Goodbye.